Yud Gimel. So we got to around 10 lines down in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ma Tshuva Hishivasa Baskol Laosa Russia. What was the heavenly voice, what was the response that came from the Baskol to that particular Russia, Bishash Amar, the moment he said the following? Now that Osa Russia, Rashi tells us, is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. So when he said the following, he made the statement that Pasuk in Yeshaya describes. It says, Ela, I will go up, said Nebuchadnezzar, Al Bamasi Avdi, the higher parts of the cloud, above the clouds, Edoma le'elyon, I'm going to be similar to the Elyon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Hasagos of Nebuchadnezzar was. So what was the response? The Yatsa Basko, this heavenly voice came out, the Amra, and said, Amra lo sestim, Rasha ben Benoshel Nimrod HaRasha, son of the Rasha, grandson of the Nimrod HaRasha. Rashi, rather Tosis points out, he wasn't actually a descendant of Nimrod. Rashi Tosis says in the top, Lav Dafka, Shari Kush yalad as Nimrod, Vilomatino also Rasha Mizera Kush. We don't find that he comes from that descendant. Ela al Shem Ma'isav Shemalach Gamhu Bishinar. He was just similar to him in that way, but not that he actually came from Nimrod. So the Gemara says, he says that Rasha ben Benosha Nimrod HaRasha Shehimrid Kol HaOlam Kulo Allah B'malchuso Kamash Nosav Shel Adam. How long does a person live for? Shivim Shana. He lives for 70. Shinamar Yimei Shinoseinu Bahem Shivim Shana Vim Bigvuros Shmonim Shana. So he lives for 70, maybe 80 years. V'alomin Ha'aret Al Rakia Mahalech Chamesh Ma'is Shana. It takes 500 years to go from the land to get to Rakia. Va'ovav Sherakia. Now the width of the Rakia itself is Mahalech Chamesh Ma'il Shana. That's another 500 years to pass through the entire Rakia. V'chein b'chol Rakia v'Rakia. Each Rakia is that same time of 500 years. So that's time 7 now. L'malam Mehen, above them is Chayos HaKodesh. These angels. Ragli Achayos Keneged Kulam. And then Karsule Achayos Keneged Kulam. What's the Karsule Chayos? What's that mean again? In the articles today? Gotta find it.
The ankles.
Keneged Kulam. And the Shoke Achayos, the thighs of them are Keneged Kulam. Rechuve Achayos, the knees are Keneged Kulam. Or rather, the Shuke were the calves. And the Rechuve Achayos, the knees, Keneged Kulam. And the Yarche Achayos, Keneged Kulam. And then the thighs were as long as all them. And then Gufon Achayos, the actual body is Keneged Kulam. And Tzavari Achayos, as you get bigger, high up the body, you get longer and longer. So the feet were this high, and the calves were even as long as the legs, and the knees as long as that. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then the Tzavari Achayos, the necks of these Chayos were Keneged Kulam. And the Rashi Achayos Keneged Kulam, and the head was the size of the rest of its body altogether. So massive. And the Karni Achayos, and the horns, Keneged Kulam. And Lemala Mehen Kisa Kavod. Now above that was the throne, and the Ragle Kisa Kavod was Keneged Kulam, was as big as everything below it. And Kisa Kavod itself was Keneged Kulam. And the Melch Keal Chai V'Kayam Ramanisa Shochin Alem. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on top of all this. V'ata Amris. And you say, Ela Al Bama Se Av Adama Le'elyon. You want to go up to Shemayim and be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You don't have enough time. You have 70, 80 years to work with. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of years. Fine. Ach El Sheol Tored, rather where you should go is to the Sheol, to go to the depths, which is a reference to Gehenim Tored. You'll go down El Yerchesi Bor, to the depths, the bottom of the pit.
I think you go to Mars, you know,
that's,
rocket ship?
That's the next part.
Takes like 2 weeks.
Oh yeah?
Just to go to Mars.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, Lo Mais B'Merkava Yubiyachid. So don't, you shouldn't learn Merkava B'Yachid. So Tani Rabbi Chia taught, about most in low Rashi Prakim, but what you can teach an individual is Rashi Prakim, just the beginning of some of the ideas, the overall ideas, but not the great details. Amar Rabbi Zera, ain't most in Rashi Prakim ela la'av bezdin. You can only teach it to a person who's an av bezdin. And l'chol mishalibo doeg b'kibo, a person has this certain worry who has a year shemayim, either one of those two. And ikadami, others say, no, it's an av bezdin v'hu shalibo doeg b'kibo. It's a av bezdin who also has that midah being doeg bekirbo, has this this idea of being yirashemayim. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, ein mosin sisrei Torah ela l'misha yeshbo chamisha dvarim. You can only pass on the sisrei, the secrets of the Torah, to a person, which Rashi says sisrei Torah refers to ma'isa merkava, sefer yetzira, ma'isa breishis. That's what's called sisrei Torah. You can only pass these ideas on to misha yeshbo chamisha dvarim, who have the following five midos. So Sar Hamishim, the Gemara is going to explain, not today, but maybe tomorrow, I think it is, or I guess Monday would be, the following Sar Hamishim, V'nasu Panim, V'yoetz, V'chacham, V'charashim, V'navon Lachosh. That's the pasuk. Now we have to wait till again Monday night to appreciate what each of these mitos are. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rebbe Ami, ain mosin divrei Torah lo'oved kochavim. You cannot teach a goy Torah." Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lasa kein lecha goy umishpatim bal yidom." They don't tell them, don't do this to a goy, and the mishpatim, the Torah, you should not let them know. So look at Tosus here. Tosus writes, "Dibra maschil ain mosin divrei Torah lo'oved kochavim. Hayakasha la'ariv reinu elchanan tepek lei." Why do you have to tell us in separate issue we can't teach them? If a guy learns, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that he's chayiv misa for learning. Over kochavim haosik b'torah chayiv misa. V'amelam, the one who teaches him, is over alifnei iver lo sitei michshol. We cannot put a michshol. We cannot have him stumble on an avera. So why do you need a separate pasuk? Once lifnei iver is this general idea of not teaching, not leading a person to any issur, so then you don't need a separate pasuk here. Maybe it means b'sheva mitzvos did who? Denochai misa. Maybe the seven mitzvos which they have to keep and they have to actually know about, so there's no lifnei iver there. So maybe the pasuk here, Bal Yidom, is telling us don't even teach those mitzvos that they have to know. Kedamar shas hasam, v'ha mitzvah ikal amosim lehem, v'nafkamina, mihai krash, yasu asam ha'adam v'chai behem. Koin v'levi lo nemar el adam, shafila ovi kochavim v'osik batov v'chulei. So either way, they bring a raya from the Gemara that they also have an idea of learning Torah themselves when it comes to the mitzvahs that are shayach to them. So the Gemara answers, V'yesh lomar, d'hacha mari afilu heicha d'ika ovi kochavim acher, shirotza lilamdo d'leke lifnei iver. It's a situation where they have a non-Jewish teacher who's willing to teach him the Torah. That guy knows the Torah. He's willing to teach him. So maybe I could teach him also because that's not a violation of lifnei iver. Why not? Because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah tells us, Hamoshit kos yayin lenazir over alifnei iver. If you hand him a cup of wine to a nazir, who of course can't drink wine, you have an iser alifnei iver. So honey, the Gemara says, Da dekai atre aver denara, that we're standing on two sides of the river. Shibalav nisina, so without me giving it to him, ef shar lahavioi love, he can't get it. There's no wine where he lives, on his side of the river. Only if I extend him a bottle of wine, a glass of wine, will he get it. That's mamish lifnei iver, aval, but Ilav Haki, had it not been that case, that we're both on the same side of the river, he could access the wine just as easily as I can, then ain't over al fever, there is no violation. So Hachanami here too as well. Afilu b'makom she'ovid kochavim acher wrote to lelamdo. The lek al fever. The situation where if I want to teach him, there's also a goy who could teach him the same shir. So there's no isra al fever. Comes along, we call makom, it's aser, mishimagid dvar v'liakov, that you can't even teach him in a situation where there's no lifnei iver, you still cannot teach them Torah. And then the Gemara says, we are now three medium wide lines down. Amar lei Rabbi Yochanan le Rabbi Elazar, ta agmaracha b'maisa merkava. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to teach Rabbi Elazar, maisa merkava. So Amar lei Rabbi Elazar says to him, lo kashai, I'm not old enough yet, I'm not 50 years old yet. So kikash, when he got old enough, Nach nafshei Rabbi Yochanan. By that time, Rabbi Yochanan already had passed away, so he is too late. He couldn't learn about the Maaser Merkava. So then, Amar Lei Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi says to him, Ta vagmiracha Maaser Merkava. I'll teach you Maaser Merkava. Come with me. So Amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan, rather Rabbi Elazar says to him, Izakai, had I been zocha gmirasa Rabbi Yochanan Ravcha, I could have learned from your Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, but already it's too late. It seems that Rabbi Elazar did not want to learn about Maaser Merkava from Rabbi Yasi.
Yochanan wanted to teach Rabbi
Eliezer? Yeah, and he refused. He didn't want to learn. He wasn't old enough yet. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, have a gamir ma'aseh merkava. Rabbi Yosef learned ma'aseh merkava, and sabe de pumbadisa, the elders of pumbadisa, have a tanu b'ma'aseh bereshis. They would learn ma'aseh bereshis. So Amri Lei, so the sabe de pumbadisa said to Rabbi Yosef, Amri Lei, ligmar lan mar ma'aseh merkava. Rabbi Yosef, would you teach us ma'aseh merkava? So Amr Lusa, Rav Yosef says to them, Agmurin li, Maisa Bracious. First teach me Maisa Bracious, then Basar da Agmurin, and afterwards, fine, so about Maisa Bracious, period. So Basar da Agmurin, after they taught him Maisa Bracious, Rav Yosef Maisa Bracious, they said, Amr Lei, now Rav Yosef, Ligmurun, Mar Maisa Merkava. Now it's your turn to teach us Maisa Merkava. So Amr Lusa, he says, Tanina Baha, the Pasuk says, Dvash v'chalav tachas l'shoncha, honey and milk should be below your tongue. Dvarm hamasuk midvash v'chav yu tachas l'shoncha. That the things that are sweet as honey and milk should be below your tongue, meaning I can't teach this to you. Maisim recover is so sweet, it's the dvash, masuk midvash, but I can't teach it to you, because it says tachas l'shoncha. So they got very upset, probably, that we taught you Maisa and Bereshit, and he didn't in turn teach them Maisa Merkava, but either way, that's what happened.
Why couldn't he teach you?
Because the Pasuk says, Masak Midvash has to be Tach Lashonch, has to be below your tongue, has to be hidden, I can't teach it to you. Rabbi Yeboah Amar Mehacha, from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kvasim Levushcha, so the Kvasim, literally sheep, are in the clothing, Dvarim Shehen Kivshono, things that are hidden and secret, Shel Olam, of the world, the secret of the world, Yehu Tachas Levushcha, should stay, remain below your clothing, meaning you shouldn't teach it. So Amar Mehacha, they said, Taninan Behu, Ad Vayomer Eli Ben Adam. At least teach us to that Pasuk in Yechezkel. That's a Pasuk which they thought was permitted to be taught. That's not Maisa Merkava. So Amar Lehu, so Rav Yosef said to them, no, Hein Maisa Merkava. That, up until the point, that's the Iker part of Maisa Merkava. I cannot teach you that. If you ask the Mar now. So they wanted to have a clarification from them. They
said, uh-huh. They already learned this much. He says, all right, you already learned it.
Uh-huh. So they taught him more?
No.
You already learned it. You don't need me to teach you anymore. Okay. Varna says, Meisive, An Heichan Maisim Merkava. Up until what point in the Yecheskel is Maisim Merkava? Rabbi Omer Ad Va'era Basra, the second appearance of the word Va'era, and Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Ad HaChashmal, until the Chashmal, which we'll see what that means in just a moment. So Ad Va'era Magmir, that up until that point you could teach, but Mikan Ve'elech, beyond that point, you're only Masrin and Rashi Prakim, you can only teach some of the basic ideas, but not to the great details. Ikedami, others say, Ad Ve'era Masrin and Rashi Prakim. Up until the era, you could teach just the Rashi Prakim. But Mikan Ve'elech, beyond that Pasuk, Im Hu Chacham, if he's a Chacham, maybe Midaita. He could look at the Pasukim and understand on his own. In, but Elo, if he's not, then Lo, he's not allowed to. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, Umidar Shina and Bechashmal, is a person allowed to engage in learning Chashmal, this concept? He was learning this. The Nafka Norav and a fire came out and ate him. So Gemara says, so you're not allowed to learn Chashmal. So Gemara says, Shiny Yanuka de Lav Matezmana. That child, only he got punished because it wasn't his time. He was way too young to be engaging in this type of learning. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Baram Zacha Osaisha. I remember this particular man, Latov, for the better. Bechananya ben Chazkiah Shemo, that was his name. El Malehu, had it not been for him, Nignaz Sefer Yechezkel. Yechezkel would have been hidden. Why? Shehayu Dvarv Sosum Divrei Torah, because the words of the Yechezkel contradicted the words of the Torah. So Ma'asa, what did he do? Helu lo shlosha meos garve shemen. He brought with him three hundred amounts of oil. V'yosha ba'aliyah, and he sat in the attic v'darshan, he started to learn the Sefer Yechezkel until he got everything very clear. And he dealt with all the various contradictions. So Tanur Ban the Brisa says further, Maisa Betino Gecha, there's one child, Shahaya Kori Bebeis Rabo, Besefer Yecheskel. He learned Sefer Yecheskel in the house of his Rebbe. Vaya Maven Bechashmal, he started to understand the Chashmal concept. Vyotze Eish Mechashmal, the fire came out, the Seraphim burnt him. Ubiksha Ligno Sefer Yecheskel, because of this, he wanted to hide Sefer Yecheskel. It was very dangerous. Amr Lehem Chananya Ben Chizki, he says to them, no, Im Zechacham, Ako Chachamim. Just because this Tinoch was a Chacham, any of us who were learning Chsev Yechezkel, we wouldn't get it. We would not get to that same point of Chashmal. He was a unique individual. But don't be concerned that anybody else will ever get to such a level of causing fires to erupt. Now the Gemara wants to know, what my Chashmal? What is Chashmal in the first place? So Amr of Yehuda, going on to Amr Beis now, Chayos Eish Mimalos, angels of fire that are speaking. Rashi says, Eish Yote midiburam, fire that came out of their mouths when they would speak. That's what chashmal means. B'masnisatan, the Braisa teaches otherwise, itim chashos, itim amalo. Sometimes they're silent, and sometimes they are speaking milos, words. B'shasha deeper yotze mipir kadosh baruch hu chashos. When a kadosh baruch hu is speaking, so then these chayos are quiet. B'shasha ena deeper yotze mipir kadosh baruch hu, when the word is not coming from Hashem, then the chayos are mimalos, then they're filled with words. That's what the chashmal is. So then the Gemara says, Hachayos rato v'shov and b'kimare habazak. They would kind of stick up their head in the rakia, and then when they'd see this flash of light, they would go back down. So my rato v'shov, what does that mean? Amar Yehuda k'or hayotze mipia kivshon, like a fire coming out of an oven. And my kimare habazak, what does that mean? Like the light of, a lightning, a spark of some sort. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Chanina Keor Hayotze Mibein Hacharasim, like flash of light that come from the people who are fixing pottery. Rashi explains here, Mivein hacharasim, derech mizkake zav linkov klecheres nikavim nikavim. They would make holes in the pottery. V'kofen osu agavi gecham and place them on top of some hakol, she'azav nosin behen, that you place the gold below this. V'soch haktishas hacharasim, shelavanim agavi cheres. And the flames would come shooting out of these holes of pottery. That's what was being described here with these malachim sticking their head up, coming back and forth with these flashes of light. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk in Yechezkel, "Va'era v'nei ruach zara," and I saw, and there's this wild storm. Ba min hatzafon, came from the north. Anan gadol, a large cloud. Veish misakachas, and a fire. V'nogel osaviv, it was surrounding it. There's darkness surrounding the outside. Umitocha, from within, there's kein chashmal. Mitocha is some lightning, fire. Lehechan azal. So where was this all going to? This ruach zara. So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, Shehalach Likvosh is Kol HaOlam Kulo, Tachas Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. It was going to gather all the nations of the world to be conquered by Nebuchadnezzar. So Chokach Lama, why? Why are they doing this? Shelo Yomru Umas HaOlam, the people of the world, nations of the world shouldn't say, Biyad Umas Shfela, Masar Kadosh Baruch Hu Banav. As we were being handed over to Nebuchadnezzar, we didn't want the world to think we're being handed over to a weak king, so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu first allowed Nebuchadnezzar to rule the world, and it was only a strong ruler like that that was able to overcome and conquer Klal Yisrael. So then the Gemara says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi garm li, she'ayah shemesh lovdei psilim, avn shamesh, Shamish lov de psilim, avnoseim shel Yisrael hein garmali. So what caused me to serve the ov de psilim? It was the sins of the Klal Yisrael that caused me to do this. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk, ve'era chayos v'inei, and I saw these chayos v'inei ofen echad barat etel hachayos, and there was one ofen, one of the ofanim that was on the ground next to the chayos. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Malach Echad Shu Omed Baritz, there's one Malach who stood on the ground, Verosha Magia Eitzel HaChayos, and its head, it was so tall, its head reached the area of the Chayos, which is a higher level than the Zofanim. So what was going on? Yerbe Masisa Tane Sandlafon Shemo, that was his name, Sandlafon. And Agavoa Michaver was taller than the rest of his partners, the other Ofanim. And Mahalech Chamesh Meil Shana, Vom, he'd walk for 500 years, and Omid Achoriya Merkava, following behind the Maisa Merkava, the Koshek Sarm Lakono, and he was busy tying crowns to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eini, is that true? Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, blessed is Hashem, his honor in his place? But they know where the Mechlau Dim Mimkomo Lekad the other way. They didn't know wherever the Makom is. They know where the Makom Kadosh Baruch Hu is, but wherever the Makom is, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. So how could this Malach Sanlafo know exactly where Kadosh Baruch Hu was to continue to tie crowns on his head? So the Gemara says, Damar Sham Atagav Azov Yosef Bereisha. He would say, Damar Shem Atagav, he would say rather the name, Shem Hashem, and the crown would just go wherever Hashem was, would go to his head. Now, obviously I have no idea what I'm reading here, but I'm just reading. Okay. The Gemara says now, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kol Shira Yecheskel, Ra Yeshaya. Everything that Yechezkel saw, Yeshaya read and saw as well. So then, Lam Yechezkel, Lama Yechezkel Doma. So how come Yechezkel, Yeshaya saw the same thing? Why doesn't Yeshaya describe all the Ma'aser Merkava in Sefer Yeshaya? Why do we only find this in Sefer Yechezkel? So the Gemara says, Yechezkel, Lama Yechezkel Doma. What's he similar to? Leben Kfar Shira Samelech. A villager who doesn't see the palace, who doesn't live in the big city, so he one time saw the palace, so he got all excited and started writing everything down. But according to Yeshaya, Lema Yeshaya Doma, what's he similar to? Leben Krach, Shiras HaMelech, he sees the king every single day. So this excitement of the Ma'aser Merkava wasn't a big deal to Yeshaya, so therefore he didn't record this in Sefer Yeshaya. Given that I left it, I forgot to mention that we're learning tonight Lila Nishmas, Dr. Waltok's mother, Masha Bas Ramosha. Okay. So then the Gemara says further. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, "My dechsev." What does the pasuk mean when it says, "Ashira LaHashem Ki Gaga"? So I will sing to Hashem because the greatness of the greatness. Shira Lemi. Who's the song to? Lemi Shemizga Al Hagayim Hagayim. We're singing to the great one who overpowers all the other ones below him, which are also great, but he's the greatest of them all. Damar Mar. Melech Shebechayos, who's the king of the wild animals? The Ari, the lion. Melech Shebehemus, who's the king of the domesticated animals? Sure, the ox. Melch Shebaofos, who's the king of the birds, the Nesher, the eagle, V'adam Miska Alem, and the king of all the beings, the creatures in this world, is man. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Miska Alkum, he's going to be on top of all them, V'Kolom Kul, on top of the entire world. That's what it means, Ashir Lashem, Ki Go Go. He's on top of the greatest creatures as well. Kasav Echad Omer, one Patik says, V'dmus Pneim, and we know the four legs of the Kisei HaKavod were four different images. So what was the most of the Pneim? Pnei Adam, the face of a man. Pnei Aryeh, the lion. El Hayamin, Lar Basam, was to the two right ones of the four. Upnei Shor, Me'asmol, and to the left was the Shor, Lar Basam, Vegomer. And the rest of the Pasuk says that the fourth face was that of the Nesher. Uksiv, and then elsewhere it's written, Var Ba Panim, there were four faces, Le'echad. Pnei Ha'echad, Pnei HaKarov. The first one was a Kruv, one of the baby's face. Pnei Hasheni, the second one was an Adam. Shlishi was Pnei Aryeh, Harvi Pnei Nesher. Vilu Shor Lo Kachashiv. Now the second pasuk doesn't mention the face of a Shor. It substitutes the Kruv, the baby's face, instead of the Shor. So which was the fourth face? Was it a Kruv or was it a Shor? So the Gemara says, Amar Yesh Lakish says, Yecheskel Bikesh Olav Rachamim, V'Havchu L'Kruv. He asked Rachamim for it. What was the Rachamim? So Amar Lefana, Ribona Sholom, Kateger, Yasa Sinegar, the Shor, which represents the Egel Hazav. That's going to be up there in the Kisa HaKavod. So therefore he asked that it be changed, and was changed to one of the Kruvim. My Kruv, what's Kruv mean? Huh? My, what's Kruv mean? Amar Rabbi Abou, Kiravya Shekane Babava currently Yanuka Ravya, it's referring to a child, the baby's face. Anybody know who is the face of the Adam? Who's Adam? Yaakov, right? According to Pasha's Yaakov Avinu, as we looked up at the Kisei HaKavod, he saw himself. Anochi Lo Yadati, I didn't know that was my face on the Kisei HaKavod. He saw up that was his face on the Kisei HaKavod. Others could say it was really a mirror, so he saw himself. But anybody who looks up the Kisei HaKavod sees an Adam. You see themselves up there. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Amar Le Rapapa Le Abaye. El Miatev, that's the case. Dichsiv Pnei Ha'echad, Pnei Akruv, U Pnei Hasheni, Pnei Adam, Vashlishi Pnei Aryeh, Varvi Pnei Nesher, Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Adam. Why are there two human faces up there? He should have it changed to something else. So the Gemara says, Ape Ravrivai, Ape Zutre. One's a large face, an adult male, and one's a child, a baby's face.
That answers the question? Question.
Yeah, the Gemara says, Hainu Hach, it's one and the same thing. It's the Pnei Kruv, Pnei Adam's the same person. Said, Gemara says, no, one's a baby, one's an adult.
Yeah, you said before that Kruv is a baby, so it's that's not an Adam.
So I thought that the Hamina was that Adam was a baby also. There's no difference. The Gemara says, no, one's a baby, one's an adult. Then the Gemara says, Kosev Echa, one Pasuk says, Omer, Sheish Knafayim Lechad, with the Pasuk, I think, in Yeshaya, right?
Yeah.
So Pasuk says that there are six wings per angel. The Kosev Echad, another pasuk says, Omer, Varba, Panim La'achas, Varba, Kanafayim La'achas. There were four wings per angel. So was it six or was there four? So Lakashu, that's not a problem. Kan Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Kan Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So when the Beis HaMikdash was, when it was built, there were six wings, and when it was destroyed, there were only four wings. The Gruz says here, this is a reference to the Shishay Sidrei Mishnah, that during the Beis HaMikdash there were six Siddurim that were relevant to be learned, but after the destruction there were only four, removing which two? What?
Taras
HaKachim.
You would remove three.
Taras HaKachim. So Taras HaKachim according to the Yishalmi, and according to Bavli, it's Taros and Zroim. Because the difference is that whatever wasn't relevant, so really three are saying, Taros, Zroim, and Kachim, but really Zroim is relevant. Zroim is relevant in Eretz Yisrael. There's still Shayach Zroim. So in Yushalmi, there's no Kachim, there's no Karbanos, and there's no Taros because there's no Tumah V'Tara anymore. The Bavli, so there's no Kachim we understand, rather there's no Zroim we understand in Chutz La'aretz. We also understand why there's no Taros. But why is there Kachim in Chutz La'aretz? So it's based on the Gemara at the end of Maseches Menachos that says, Kol HaLomer, Kol HaOmer, Kol HaKorei, Karban Tamid, Ki'ilu Hikriv Karban Tamid. Whenever you say the Karbanos, it's Ki'ilu, you're actually being Makriv them. So in the Bavli, they have such a concept of learning Kachim is like being Makriv Kachim. The Yushalmi, no such statement ever appears. Learning the Karbanos is not like bringing the Karbanos. Everything in Yushalmi is very Lamaisa, actually bring it. So therefore, learning Kachim was irrelevant in Eretz Yisrael. So the four that were remaining, or really the two that were taken off, was Kachim and Taro. So the Gemara says that's what it refers to. The four wings are referring to the four remaining Siddurim, whether it's the Yushalmi's Siddurim or the Bavli's. So then the Gemara says, Kiviyachol, Shinismatu Kanfei Achayos, So it's as if the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was kivyachol, not literally meaning that, but a kivyachol that they lost two of their wings. So in this kivyachol idea, this image, hey minayo imai, which two were removed? Amrav Chananel, Amrav Osan Shomros Shira Behen, the wings that would apparently sing, or at least participate in the singing. How do we know? Ksiv Hachet says, ubishtaim yofef vikar ze elze, and they would, I don't know, flap their wings, the two wings, and then they would sing. So the wings that would sing. The Amar, the Ksiv ends written, Hisaif Einecha Bo Veinenu. And I guess they kind of, the Hisaif, they tried to waving them, but they didn't exist anymore. So that means those wings of singing were removed.
So where is the Kaviyochol then?
This is because it's not meant to be literally. It's all in a certain image that's going on here. This whole, all the Nevuah is all an image. It's not literally all these things. It's all Kaviyochol, everything. What it means, that's a whole other story. It's all Kaviyochol though. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan Amri, O son, Shemechasos ben Raglem, the wings that would cover their legs. Shenemar, it says, Raglem regel yishara, that the legs were straight. Now, ve'ilav di'imait, if these wings were not removed, mena havayad, how would he know who's speaking here, which Navi is this? Yechezka. How do Yechezka know the legs were straight? It must be that the wings were removed, so he's able to see the legs that are exposed. Mar says, what kind of raya is that? Duma diglai v'chazile. Maybe he just moved the wings open so you could see his legs. And that's how he saw it. Because di lo tem ach, if you don't say that, the wings aren't always covering, sometimes the wings are open. Because if you don't say that the wings open from time to time, so then, v'dumus pnem priadam hachanami di marit, that means how do you see the faces of all the malachim? They look like a man. It must be that sometimes they open up their wings and show their face and they show their legs. So that's not a raya, the fact that he saw his legs, that those were the wings that were removed. Ella, diglai v'chazile, so it must be by the face. He opened the wings to see the face of the malach. Hachanami, so too, when it comes to the legs, iglai v'chazile. He opened up the wings and he saw the legs. Hachi hashi, now that we've said this, so bishma ape orach ara legluye, kame rabye. So we understand why sometimes the angels would open his face to show your face. That's a derech eretz to do. But kare lav arach ara legluye kami rabbi. But to open up, to expose the legs, that's something inappropriate. So the only reason, the only way Yechezkel was able to see the legs was because the wings had been removed from the legs. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara now says, Kasev Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Elef Alfin Yisham Shuneha. There were thousands upon thousands serving him. The Rabu Ravarin and tens of thousands, Kadmu Yikumen, would stand up for him. That's a pasuk that appears also in Yechezkel. Oh, that's actually Daniel. And Ksav Echad, another pasuk says, this one's in Yirmiyah, it seems. Okay. This one says, Kasev Echad Omer, Hayesh Mispar Lugdudav, is there a count to the soldiers of Malachim up there? So the first pasuk in Daniel says you could count thousands upon 10,000. It's a high number, but you could count it. But the pasuk in Iyov says it's infinite. So the Gemara says Lokasha, Kan Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Kan Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. So when the Beis Hamikdash is built, so then there's it's infinite. But when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, then it's very much limited. Kivyachol Shinismata Pamalia Shemala, as if to say that the palace Shemala was minimized. Tani the Brisa says, now Rebbe Omer Mishum Abba Yosi Ben Dusai, Elef Alfin Yisham Shuneha, Mispar Gudud, Echad Ulugdud of Ein Mispar. Now what he's saying is, there's no steer here. You could count the amount of legion that they had, but how many soldiers were in each legion, that was infinite. So they had 25 gedudim, but how many soldiers were in each gedud? That was something that's wasn't countable.
I think it's the other way around.
Is it? Yeah.
You can count the number of each gedud, but the number of gedudim are uncountable.
Mispar gedud echad. Yeah. Okay. It's a good Rashi here.
Elef
Alfin Rashi says, "Who mispar shall call gedud v'gedud? Each legion had a count of a mispar kama gedudim yesh. Had an infinite amount of legions." Okay. Thank you. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Elef Alfin Yisham Shunel Linahar Dinar. What does that mean? Rashi says, this passage is referring to Nahar Dinar, some place. Shenamars, it says, Nahar Dinar Neged V'nafak Min Kadamai Elef Alfin Yisham Shuneha V'rabu Rivavin Kadimu Yikumun. So this river would have thousands and tens of thousands of these malachim coming through it. Mehecha nafik, where would it come from? Mizeyasan shel chayos, from the sweat of the chayos. Ulehecha nafik, where would this river pour into? Amarav zutra bar tuvio, amarav al rosh risham begenim. It would be poured the sweat. the sweat of the chayos. Can you imagine what, I'm not sure what that means, but the sweat of the chayos of tens of thousands of malachim, other things going in, would all be dumped on the heads of the Rishon in Gehenim. Shenamar, as it says, Hinei Saras Hashem Chama Yatza, this heat, this storm of Hashem, this heat of it's coming out, the Sar Mischalel Arosh Rishon, and it's Yichal, it's going to fall upon the heads of the Rishon. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Al Asher Komtu, what does that mean, says Rashi. Rashi says, Al Asher Komtu, Al the what's the number, the 974 Doros Sheh Ha'evir Min Ha'olam Kodim Matan Torah, those years which came before the existence of Matan Torah, below Baron Kidakatani Lakaman, the Nutnam Begehenim, he placed them, these generations, in Gehenim, Valem Nofel, upon them this river of sweat would fall. Shinamar, as it says, Behen, Vinar Yotik Yisoda, Mahainu Nar Dinor Shemotik Aleim. So Shinamar, Gemara now quotes a pasuk, Asher Komtu, Velo, Ace Nar Yotik. You saw them. So that's a pasuk describing on these kumtu, these people that were never actually created, these neshamas, they were the ones being dumped upon by this river. We go a little more, let's see. Go to the top of the next page, I think, still. Gemara now says, Tanya, the last line of the page here, Tanya, Amar, B'shimon, HaChasid, Elu, Tisha, Meos, B'shivim, Arba, Doros, these are the 974 generations, Shekumta li baros, that were decreed to be created, kodem shenivra olam, prior to the world being created, below nivra, but they were not created in the end of the day. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shasolan b'chol dor v'dor, he ended up sprinkling them throughout each generation. V'hein hein azei panim shibador, these are the brazen ones that are found in each generation. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he said, asher kumtu, what that means is libracha hu dichsev, it's actually a bracha, it's a reference to. Meaning what? The elu tamidi chachamim shemekamtin atzman al divrei Torah, that they would weaken themselves through learning Torah. Ba'om hazeh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu megalel lehem sod leolam haba shenemar na yotek yisodam. The river is going to be either going to reveal the sod to them. So because they are minimizing themselves, weakening themselves by learning, they're going to be zocha to that river of sod laasid lava. Okay, guess we will stop here. We'll have to wait a few minutes till Marv, I think we call for 9:40, right? So we'll have to wait 6 minutes.